Our businesses, Lord Father, you have taken us through your protection, your mercies that endured forever, endured for us, Lord. And even this morning, Lord, with the breaking, with the rising of the sun, Lord Jesus, you have given us life. And Father, even as you have quickened us, Lord, by your Spirit, Lord, to run to your house, Lord Jesus, because there is no name, Lord. Your name is a mighty tower, Lord. And the righteous, Lord, run into it, God. That's why, Lord, this morning we have come, Lord. And we have come with all humility, Lord. With broken spirit and a contrite heart, Lord Jesus, because we know this is the sacrifice that, Lord, you will not despise, Lord. So, Father, this morning, even for our Sunday school, Lord, the teacher, Holy Spirit, come, put your hand upon your word, God, and made it alive unto us, Lord Jesus, because we know your word is life. And, Father, we need that life. And as you live also, we also live. We thank you in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Yeah, for our Sunday school, we are still on Revelation chapter 2. Verse 12, the message to the church of Pergamos. The message to the church of Pergamos. We started last week and we saw that the prophet, just the first verse, and to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, "These things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges." And we've stayed on for about just one verse. The prophet said how he brought the word, made expanded the word. Amen. We have stayed on it for almost 3 weeks now. So today also, let's look. And then he gave a subtopic for this, which he said, the law of reproduction, that a seed, when it's planted, praise the Lord, it will bring forth its same kind. Amen. So even if you want to plant a church, whatever it started with, that's what it will grow up to be. Amen. So, when you are planting a church, what should it be? It should be based upon what? The Word of God. Amen. It should be upon what? The revelation of the word. Because that's what Jesus said. Amen. When Peter was able to know who he is, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Said, this revelation, it was not revealed to you by what? Blood and flesh. But by my Father which is in heaven. So the church is built upon what? The revelation of who Christ is. Amen. So, coming down, the prophet brought something, another topic, harmony, which is a great issue, that in anything, if there is no harmony, it cannot work. Amen. So let's read a scripture, which the prophet, listen, and that is John 5:19. He said, "Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise." Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That is the harmony. Amen. What the Father does, that's what the Son will also do. So he always waits. He will not move forward. Whatever the word says, that's exactly what he will also say. And that is the kind of harmony the Lord wants to see in his church. Praise God. that we stay by the word, we will be in harmony with Christ. You see, that Jesus was in harmony with the Father because whatever the Father says, that is what the Son will say. Amen. Amen. And so now in the church, whatever Christ says, that is what the bride, we, will also say. That's the harmony. Amen. If he says something and we fail to say the same thing, it will bring what? Confusion. It brings what? Confusion. Amen. And so, the prophet was giving an instance here about Joshua. So we are the bride. He said, that same harmony between the Father, that was between the Father and the Son, he said that harmony now exists between the groom, as Jesus Christ, and the bride, that's you and me. That must be, that same harmony must be so. Whatever Jesus have said, that's the same thing we also have to say. That's the harmony. Amen. And then, the prophet said something, he picked Joshua and Caleb. Let's look at Joshua and Caleb. But meanwhile, he said, we will always do his will. He said, now let us stand like Joshua and Caleb. The prophet said, let us stand like Joshua and Caleb. Why? He said, our promised land is coming in sight, even as theirs did. Amen. We all know that at a point when Moses was taken away, God called Joshua to take the people to cross over what? Jordan into what? Into the promised land. So he said, we also, our promised land is coming in sight, as Joshua at that time was, and the people were behind what? The Jordan, about to what? Cross the Jordan into the promised land. So also we find ourselves now. Amen. So we are going to look at Joshua for a moment. He said, now Joshua means Jehovah Savior. And he said, and he represents the end time leader. He represents what? The end time leader that will come to the church. Amen. Even as Paul came as the original leader. We know Paul, in the first church age, Paul was the leader. So he said, in this our time also, there will be an end time leader. Amen. That will come to the church even as Paul came as the original leader. So we have Paul, we have Joshua and Caleb. Then who is Caleb also? He said, Caleb represents those who stayed true to Joshua. Amen. See the harmony? Amen. Joshua is a type of what? The leader. And then Caleb is a type of the people that stayed what? Stayed true to Joshua. See here, a leader and the people, the harmony again here. Amen. So we are a type of what? Calebs. Amen. And we got to stay in harmony with our Joshua. Whatever our Joshua will say, that is the same thing that we got to do. Praise the Lord. You got a type now. Now, he said, remember, God had started Israel as a virgin with his word. God started Israel as a virgin of his word. And when we talk about a virgin of his word, is what he said here. He said, Adam was given a virgin. Amen. Adam was given a virgin. The first son was given a virgin. And that virgin did what? Was she in harmony with Adam? No. She rather went to believe another thing. See? So there was no harmony. The harmony broke off. Praise the Lord. Then the prophet said, the second son, the second Adam, he also was given a bride. And that bride is what? The church. Amen. And the church said with what? With the leader? No. Praise the Lord. The church also took a different direction. Till today, Laodicea, where is Christ? He's standing outside the church and he's knocking, saying that if ye shall open unto me, I will come into you and dine with you. But, the prophet said, there was a little group. Amen. There was a little group, which he said, God is going to present this group as a bride unto Christ. See? Even when you read the Church of Sardis, he said, there are few, amen, that has not defiled their garments. It was a church. Praise the Lord. But only few within the church that never defiled their garments. He said, and these people that never defiled their garments, they are going to walk with me in white. Praise the Lord. They are going to walk with me. When you read the Church of Sardis, praise the Lord. And so the prophet is saying that there is a little group that will always be in harmony with Christ. They will be in harmony with what? With the word. And he said that little group is the true seed of the word. See? And this is the one he calls what? The virgin of the word. Amen. He said virgin because they will not take any man-made doctrine or creeds. They will never mix the word. See? They are virgins of the word because they will not mix the word. They will not take any dogma. They will not take any teachings that comes from man. You got it now? And so that is the way how he said he made Israel as the virgin of the word. Not to mix anything. Praise God. So now you understand what is said by the virgin of the word. Amen. That they should not mix anything. Oh, look at the way how they were taken out of what? Egypt. Praise the Lord. By a strong what? Leader. The mouthpiece of God, Moses. Praise the Lord. But along the line, see what happened. So, he said, remember, God has started Israel as a virgin with his word. But they wanted something different. See it? They wanted something different. When they saw the other nations around them, that they had what? They had kings and leaders that led them to war. You know what happened? They also went to what? Samuel demanding what? A man leader. Get the point? There is a scripture. I can't get it now, but he said, I gave them a king out of what? Out of my anger. And I destroy him by my wrath. See? That wasn't the will of God. See? See, but they wanted something different. That so did the last day church. The last day church always wants something different apart from the word. So they bring in here, there, man-made word doctrines, which is in contrary to what? To the word of God. Notice how God did not move Israel or let her go into the promised land. See? Because of that. He didn't allow them to enter into the promised land. As they crossed what? The Red Sea. It was just what? Some days walk toward into enter into the promised land. But because of the provocations in the wilderness, he said he didn't allow them to enter. Amen. When you read Hebrews, that's what he says. See, when you hear the word of God, harden not your heart as it was in the provocation in the wilderness. You see? Through that, they never what entered in, into his rest. See? So, said he never allowed them. So now, he never allowed them to enter the promised land, you see? Until it was his own appointed time. See, now, we come to Joshua now. Praise the Lord. After he has taken them 40 years and has what, destroyed all the people that started from Egypt because of unbelief, because they needed something different. See, now, Joshua with a new set of what? Joshua and Caleb were the only people that started the journey and were still what? Were still present. Amen. Amen. And we are the Calebs. We are always in harmony with what? Our Joshua. Amen. Amen. So he's talking about Joshua here now. So now the people might have put pressure on Joshua, the leader, and said, the land is ours now. Let's go and take it, Joshua. You are all told. You are all true. You must have lost your commission. You don't have any power you used to have. You used to hear from God, and now, at the will of God, and now we don't know. Act quickly. Something is wrong with you, Joshua. See? At that time, when Moses had gone, and God has what? Ordained Joshua to lead them. Joshua was still waiting. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Joshua was still waiting. And now, as what the prophet said, the people started putting pressure on him. Let's go, let's go. Why Joshua was waiting? You want to hear from his God. That harmony. Amen. Amen. See? You don't rush into anything just like that. You go to wait and hear his instructions first. At the meeting, our precious brother Daniel Mazel, he said something. He said, such people, they call them microwave believers. They want things quickly, see? Quick. Amen. Amen. Just put it hot. Oh no. Amen. Microwave believers. They always put pressure. Amen. They always put pressure on you. See, put the tin on fire. Cook it gently. Let it what? Really cook. Amen. Amen. You put it in the microwave. Amen. And so, they were putting pressure on what? Joshua. But Joshua was in harmony with what? With his God. He wanted to wait for him. Our time is up. Oh, if not, we would have been coming down. We would come to Elijah. When? After the great show on the camel. on the Mount Carmel. After all this, then a woman threatening to kill him. Then he has to run away. See? When sat on the mouth of a what? A cave. Praise the Lord. Disappointed. Disappointed what, prophet? He was real. He said, I feel jealous for God, but look at this. Then the wind blew, broke all stones here and there. Elijah never moved. If it had been so, you see, that's the wind. Oh, a lot of what? Churches saw the wind. Ah, God is in the wind. And then they follow the wind. Oh, praise the Lord. Eh? Elijah didn't move. They came and I quick, everywhere shaking. Elijah never moved. Oh, another word, group of church. So, this is the shaking of God. They move with it. No revelation. See. Another, then fire came. So, oh, we know that when fire comes from heaven, it shows that God is in it. But not all fire is fire. Amen. Some fire destroy and some fire doesn't destroy. Amen. The kind of fire that destroys, that's what, it doesn't destroy the kind of what Moses saw. That's what we call the fire of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. See? So you're destroying everything. So, I'm not moved. Until what? The still small voice says yes. Amen. Let us always wait on him. Let us not rush into things. Praise God. Let's always be in harmony with our God. And the only way you can be in harmony with your God is whatever the word has spoken here. You stay by it. You live it. Amen. Don't add. That's what the last revelation. It said anyone that will add on to this, I will add all the plagues in this book upon him. Anyone that takes away, I will take his name away from what? The book of life. See? You don't add, you don't take away. You stay right with what? In harmony with our God. We couldn't finish. Next week, we will continue with the harmony. God richly bless you. Shall we bow down? next week, I'm not here. Praise the Lord. Amen. So our brother Eddie will be here. So he will continue with the revelation. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. The church bells that were ringing in our hearts for us to run into your house, God. Knowing that, Lord Jesus, your name is our banner. Your name is a mighty tower. And Father, this morning, even as we've come, O God, as we've already prayed, Lord, we've come with all humility, with all broken spirit and contrite heart, Lord. Surrendering ourselves to you, the Lord, this morning, we want to be in harmony with you. That every word that will be spoken, Lord Jesus, it will find a place in us, O God. Even as the song leader comes, Lord, we commit into your hands, the Lord Jesus here and the musicians, all the instruments here, Lord. Father, under the moving of the Holy Spirit, Lord, to create an atmosphere where, Lord Jesus, when your word comes, oh, Lord, we will be lost in it. We will hear our names. And thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God richly bless you.